ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title for like 28 years, 11 months, 2 weeks. We're like 10 days away. Early September, it will be like 29 years on the radio. And here we are on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network from the lovely city and county of San Francisco, California. We talk boxing Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Saturday show runs for an hour, 11 a.m. to noon. And of course, this is a Sunday show, the grand finale, the weekend finale. An hour of boxing and an hour of MMA beginning at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on Sundays. Of course, headlines in the news, Mike Tyson on the verge of death. Is he exaggerating again? Gotta talk to Mike. Maybe even try to get Mike on the phone. I remember when Don King had Mike Tyson on a leash, and that's what he did. He had him on a leash. Mike had just got out of jail, and I think it was like 1995, and Don King had a phone number in Las Vegas that started with 893. Probably still has it. Anyway, his own little crib over there. But Tyson used to answer the phone all the time, and we talked boxing. And we would talk boxing like Henry Armstrong and Jack Johnson and Stanley Ketchel and Joe Lewis. And, man, he was just a boxing magazine, a boxing historian, no question about it. And now, says on the verge of death, another heavyweight on the verge of death is Tommy the Duke Morrison. He's in bad shape. ARC, age-related condition. Next up, the godfather of the HBO crew, or the former godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant, will help us sort out the entire world of boxing right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Bob is a man who can understand how men have to.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Boxing is an unnatural act because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
He is the super fly of TV broadcasting when it comes to boxing, folks. We'll talk about the former HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. You just got home. You've been all over the world. How many time zones?
I think it's 24.
Wow. Okay, that brings you all the way around the globe. So tell me about China and tell me about Zhu Xueqing. Tell me about this.
Well, I went over for the second Xueqing extravaganza promoted by Top Rank. Xueqing, two-time gold medalist, many-time world champion, flyweight, etc. Got $1 million from Chinese sports authorities to stay as an amateur after he won his first gold medal to bring greater glory to his country.
How did he get the money? And aren't you supposed to, like, you know, how did they do that? Through a sponsorship deal or something? Put the money in a trust? And thought if you gave an amateur
I
money.
I don't know the specifics. It might have been something they put in bank accounts.
Right.
Top amateur athletes have been paid off in medals and watches and other stuff forever.
Flesh.
Particularly when they are required to be at a tournament or some other event that people are paying to go to see.
True.
And there are stars that emerge, and Xueqing is a huge star in China, very important to the country and its government. And Bob Arum at Top Rank signed him, and because of Arum's connection in Las Vegas, he wound up going to the only arena in Macau, the old Portuguese colony across the bay from Hong Kong, which is the Great Wall of China, which is today is skyscrapers and casinos.
Things have changed since 1993. Go on.
Right. They do six times the business of Las Vegas, supposedly.
Yeah.
And in that arena, they put Xueqing as the main event, even though he was doing a four-rounder, and then this last time a six-rounder, for which he got $500,000. And two very good fights among relatively unknown but top smaller weight division fighters. And it's a very good formula. And next, they're going there with Mr. Pacquiao and Mr. Rios for a big pay-per-view fight in November.
You know, I've been talking about, like, the former Soviet bloc and people like that producing a lot of fighters. Now it looks like they're starting to come out of A's, the Olympic middleweight gold medalist. I think his name is Ryota Murata.
Also signed by Top Rank in a co-promotion deal with a Japanese promoter. I looked it up in Ring Magazine. There are something like 30 fighters who were ranked from the Pacific area.
Okay. Well, he dropped in his pro debut. He stopped the Oriental champion, 160 pounds, Akio Shibata, who came in at 21-7 with a draw and 9 knockouts. But the guy makes his pro debut and drills the Orient champion. So I guess he's looking for this guy, too. I mean, this is good because we've got the Russians producing a good product. The Americans only, you know, get their act together. And maybe Deontay Wilder. Is Deontay Wilder, is he progressing at all, Godfather?
Well, apparently he has. It's been what now? Going on 6 years since he left the Olympics.
Yep.
They have certainly slow danced him to this point. Knocked everybody out, but the everybodies were, you know,
guys like me.
You know, cabbies and postal workers. And we'll see if they stepped him up slightly in his last fight. We'll see if they step him up again, or if this is just another cynical way of preparing a guy for slaughter by a Klitschko.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to test him? Supposedly they're going to put him in against the winner of Areola and Mitchell.
Right.
And then we'll find out if the guy's got some chops. And by chops, I'm talking about a jaw, because if you fight at heavyweight, as you know, sooner or later you're going to get hit by some big, strong guy, and how are you going to deal with it?
Hey, good point. Speaking of big, strong guys, Mike Tyson in the news, a former heavyweight champion, of course, Iron Mike Tyson at one point in time. Wow, Larry, saying he's dying of alcoholism and drug addiction. He did this in some interview he did in Verano, New York, and up there in upstate New York near the International Boxing Hall of Fame at that casino, that dry casino. I can't remember the name of it right now, but this is a bit of a shocker. I mean, I knew he had issues, but dying?
I don't know if he's being dramatic. You know, he had this one-man show.
True.
And maybe it's a little hyperbole, but it is. Maybe it's what the doctors have told him, that if you don't stop, you're not going to live long enough to see your children grow up.
Mm.
You have to admire him for being open about this issue. He's been trying to deal with the raw inside part of himself that never seems to go away, can't go away, and trying to come to terms with who he was and who, in some ways, he probably still is. This is, I found myself very surprised by that admission.
Larry Merch is our guest, folks. We're talking about Mike Tyson, talking about his life coming to an end, the result of alcoholism and or drugs. You know, I was telling the listeners in the opening of the show when Don King had Mike Tyson on a bit of a leash, well, it was a leash, after he got released from prison in 1995, I had this private line. It was Don King's 893 number in Vegas, and I called this number, and Mike would pick up the phone each night. So each night we talked for 45 minutes to an hour sometimes on Stanley Ketchel and Jack Johnson and, I mean, Henry Armstrong. He knew these guys' records. He knew when they turned pro. He knew when they died. He was like an encyclopedia. He was incredibly.
Yes, he is, you know, he is a real, one of the few fighters who really investigated the history of what they do. And that was a credit to Cus D'Amato and Jimmy Jacobs, his original trainers and the co-manager, who felt that was a way to get him to read as a young guy, to get him interested in something, and to his credit, he applied himself. And he does relate to the history of boxing.
Okay. Larry Merch is our guest, folks. Mike Tyson in the news, as is Tommy the Duke Morrison, on his deathbed because of ARC, folks, and ARC is age-related condition. What happens is your body shuts down and different things start to happen to you. Some people just get wounds that don't heal, and that's what's happening with Tommy. So Tommy's in trouble somewhere in an Arkansas hospital, an undisclosed location. His mother says he's got days to live. His wife says he doesn't have AIDS. He doesn't have HIV. The bottom line is Tommy Morris is in serious, serious trouble. and is from a health point of view. But you know, Larry, having worked at an agency in San Francisco that fed HIV patients, there were people that were living 20, 25 years that were coming in the door every day and getting food, and because they took the medication. Tommy refused to take any medication. He was in denial from the start.
Well, unfortunately, that's how some people treat the symptoms of illness, by denying that they have them, by trying to smother them with feel-good stuff. That's a choice or impulse that they have, and I don't know Tommy Morrison well enough to be able to comment on why he does what he does.
Yeah, I say this.
I liked him as a young guy,
yeah.
And he had some real moments in the ring.
I saved him one night, Larry. He's fighting Ray Mercer, and Larry Hazard and Tony Perez, the referee, and like he's getting lit up by Ray Mercer, like 35 or 40 punches. And I had just seen a ring death like a few months earlier, okay? So I ran from the ninth row in my seat, and I ran up to the ring, and I screamed across the ring, "Larry, stop the fight! Stop the fight!" So Hazard jumped up on the canvas and stopped the fight at that point in time. So I saved Tommy once, can't save him again. I wish him the best, and I hope that, you know, he can turn...
You know, as you well know, Pedro, you know, there are many fighters who have extreme lives out of the ring as yeah. well as in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Good way to put it, extreme lives. We'll let it go at that. How's your lovely wife doing? Did she travel with you? Of course.
Yeah, she came with me last time, but I'll be going over for Pacquiao and Rios, and I think she's going to... stay back the next time.
Well, sometimes you can get enough of Macau. I had enough in two trips. That was pretty good. Or I'd like to go back to the New Day, Macau. Godfather, enjoy your Sunday. I thank you so much. We are blessed to have your presence, sir.
Thank you, Pedro.
The great Larry Merchant, a Hall of Famer, no question about that. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Fights on Showtime over the weekend? Wow, big results, big upset. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network. I want to say hello to all the troops on the American Forces Network.
Please take me with you. Yes. How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you, where all the lovers meet. Whoa, I'd love to go to Loveland with you.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
I was like, when I was in this marriage, I was wide open like a puppy dog. She could have did anything. I was like, okay, I love you still. You know, I didn't care about any money. I didn't want to lose my wife at the time. I was just a young kid, and I've never really been in that degree of matrimony before, and it just devastated me. I wasn't prepared for any kind of emotional struggle like that at all.
Yeah. Because what role model had you had for a good marriage?
Nobody really. Just entertainers I would watch, and the most entertaining that I would watch were womanizers.
So you just said that until recently you've never been faithful. So you weren't faithful to Robin either?
Oh, no.
And your second wife, were you faithful there?
No.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
We're talking Mike Tyson, folks. He's former heavyweight champion of the world. Phenomenal fighter at one point in time, considering his physical limitations. He's only like 5'10". Having been in the news saying he's ready to die, or the doctor's saying he's about to die. And you can see the interview is on MSN. It's pretty telling, folks. It really is. And I wish Mike the best of a speedy recovery and get his act together. Mike, go back to a non-narcotic and non-drinking type of drugs. You know, August is really a pretty good month for the sport of boxing. I mean, you know, the 16th, we had that card in Chicago, Illinois, on Cellular Field. I think that's where the Chicago White Sox play. And Andres Fanfara knocked out Gabriel Campillo in a bit of a surprise. That was a light heavyweight, okay? Then we move up a couple of weeks. You know, we go to the 17th. Daniel Gill gets upset by Darren Barker by a point, and there might be some chicanery in the judging, or some problems with the judging in the final round on that one, you know. So that's, I mean, that was a good weekend. That was a bit of an upset. Nathan Cleverly getting lit up by Sergio Kovalev. I mean, good Lord. All I can say about Sergio is, like, look out, folks. I mean, just look out. He is the real deal. Andre Ward's going to have his hands full. He fights that guy. Then the 19th, I mean, this past Monday night, Danny Jacobs, a fighter recovering from cancer. He was a winner. He beat Giovanni Lorenzo. That was on Fox Sports 1. That was that Golden Boy promotion, you know. And then we move things up to, of course, Saturday night. What an upset. Holy cow. I mean, Abner Maris getting knocked out in the first round by Johnny Gonzalez? I mean, I was like, you got to be kidding. You have to be kidding. Nope. It happened right in front of me. I just, it's one of those things where you don't believe your eyes, because you're going in there and you think that, you know, Maris is like, he's 26-0 and he's got a draw in 15 KOs. Now he's 26-1, obviously. But, you know, I mean, he was considered one of the elite fighters, pound for pound, of the world. I mean, that mythical list, that top 10 list, per se. He was on it. He was part of it. Okay? Not anymore. But does that put his victor, the guy that beat him, does that put Johnny Gonzalez on that list? I don't know. 55-8, 47 KOs. He can punch. Okay? Never, ever, ever. He hooked with a... Maris hooked with a hooker last night. I guess he thought he could hook better than Gonzalez did. But Gonzalez had a round, wide hook, folks. It was like, here comes the hook. And if you don't see this hook coming, you've got no peripheral vision. I mean, none. I mean, that hook was so wide. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was like, whoa! And yet, it caught Maris not once, but twice. Maris went down the second time. The fight was stopped, 255. It was all over. And according to script, Leo Santa Cruz, now 25-0-1, 15 whacks. Okay, now the guy at 122, except for Guillermo Rigano. Because they were talking about Victor Terrazas taking on Guillermo Rigano.
Then they were saying that Abner Maris was going to fight Guillermo Rigano. You know, Rigano fights at 122. He's the WBA, I believe, and WBA 122-pound champion. Former two-time Olympic gold medalist out of Cuba. Fantastic fighter. People don't like him. HBO doesn't like him. They say he fights to say safety first. He does this. He does that. The bottom line is he wins. He's won gold medals. I mean, if he was an American, if he was an American and he wasn't a black Cuban, or if he was a white Cuban, he'd be making bucks. I mean, he'd be like you know, he'd be in demand. He's just not in demand because he's so difficult to fight. He is the real deal. Okay, and Leo Santa Cruz, you want to mess with Guillermo? Go do it, baby, because he took out Victor Terrazas last night, 37-3-1, 21 KOs. Of course, become the new WBC 122-pound champion. And when we switch gears to more results, we go to across the pond and the Bulgarian heavyweight. Now, that sounds like, what? A Bulgarian? Yeah. This guy, they call him the Cobra. His name is Kubrat Pulev. He's 18-0, 9 KOs. He won a 12-round decision over Tony the Tiger Thompson. Of course, the Tony, same Tiger, 38-4, 26 KOs. He's like 41 years old. But you remember he beat David Price not once but twice, and he had that famous line when he was going home after the second Price fight, I'm going to break my wife's hip, if you can read you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, the bottom line is Tony Thompson, a gatekeeper, not really the best heavyweight in America. He, maybe sort of. I mean, who's better? I mean, the guy's gone the distance with everybody. I mean, the four losses that he's had, he's gone the distance with everybody. He's not afraid of the Klitschko's. I'm not saying he'll ever beat a Klitschko. Never will, okay? 41 years old. But, you know, it's a sad state for American heavyweights when we're talking about Deontay Wilder and 6 years of pro now. And, you know, we still got to, you know, grab his wrist and move our fingers around to find his pulse because he's not fighting anybody. And he's going to fight the winner of the September 6th. Another fantastic boxing card. I think this is great stuff, man. September 6th, Seth Mitchell and Chris Areola. Chris Areola, not the most disciplined guy in the world when it comes to training. And, of course, Seth Mitchell, you know, he was like the guy. Then Jonathan Banks knocked him out. Then he came back and he schooled Jonathan. Somehow he beat Jonathan Banks. You know, speaking of Jonathan Banks, he was on Twitter the other day, Facebook, one of the social medias. And he said he was driving. He had a picture of him driving around with some chick in Florida, Miami. I'm kicking. He's got his hair do-rag on the whole nine yards. So I tweeted him, and I said, hey, you know, some people don't think he didn't try too hard in that Seth Mitchell fight. Why? And this guy, Tony Stewart, who runs like one of the Facebook pages, Boxing Heart and Soul, something like that, said, hands off, Pedro. Hands off? Come on, man. The guy's a professional fighter. He put forth a lackluster performance. A performance that had a lot of people thinking, man, is he in the tank? Or is he just a nutcase? Which one is it? Because we don't know. And we still don't know. I mean, that fight with Mitchell, man, he looked like he had Mitchell ready to go. And he didn't seem to have any fire in his belly as far as finishing his man off. And I think he really needs to. That Showtime card, Friday, September 6th, folks, that's from Fantasy Springs in Indio, California. One time, I was on Fantasy Springs doing some TV, and they checked the temperature. It was a daytime. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was 114 degrees in the ring. 114 degrees underneath the lights. Man, how could you fight like that? Doing the TV was terrible. On the same card, Rafael Marquez, still around, taking on Efren Espevillez. And I don't know why he's still fighting, but the bottom line is Chris Areola and Seth Mitchell. Who do you really like there? I mean, if Areola was like conditioned, and he didn't train at taco trucks and, you know, train on cervezas. And he admitted that. I'm not making fun of him. I'm not throwing jabs at him. Okay? He was on this show. He said he trains on Budweiser in the morning, gets up, has a beer, and then goes to the taco truck. That's what he said on this show. Okay? Whether he was jesting or not, you know, sometimes you look at his body and you think, yeah, you know what? I believe it. The guy does live at the taco truck. Then you look at him in other instances when he's been lean and mean, and he looks like a real heavyweight. Now, Seth Mitchell, once beaten, of course, once like lit up by Jonathan Banks, he's on a bit of a roll now because he had this fake win over Jonathan Banks. And I call it a fake win because I can't gauge anything off of that fight. That wasn't a barometer in my mind because, you know, Jonathan Banks did so little and Seth Mitchell didn't look all that good to begin with. So Seth Mitchell is one of those guys. And the only reason why that I like Seth Mitchell, even to a slight extent, is the fact that he's got the right promoter pushing him, the right manager pushing him, you know, and Al Haymon. And Al Heyman's guys, he's almost got, you can almost bet Al Heyman's guys right across the board, like chalk, man. I mean, they always win. Moving up to September 7th, if you get this, Wealth TV's got a good fight on. Sugar Ray Beltran challenging for the WBO 135-pound title against Ricky Burns. Ricky Burns, of course, out of the UK. This will be in Scotland, in Glasgow, Scotland. Speaking of Glasgow, I used to write for the Glasgow Sunday Post. Yeah, back in the day, man. Whoa, that was a long time. Must have been 20 years ago. HBO, Saturday, September 7th. Will it happen? Julio Cesar Chavez and Brian Vera. Huh? Can Chavez make the weight even 168, 160? What's the story with Chavez? Is he the real deal? He doesn't train at taco trucks, but puts on a lot of weight between fights. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeart Radio Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop.
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the. Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the. For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides the therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy, you put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Yow! Baby, give
So, JB, James Brown in the house. Man, never forget that night. Got to see him go on stage. Paramount Theater, Oakland, California. Backstage, here comes the godfather of soul out, and this chick's with him, and a couple of dudes are with him, and they threw the coat over his shoulder and checked out his hair was okay, and then he stepped out on stage as, you know, the band was already playing and doing their thing, but he stepped out there and did his thing. It was a fantastic evening. I'll never forget that. The late James Brown, the godfather of soul. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Kubrat Pulov, the Bulgarian, that was 18-0 with that win over Tony Thompson. Of course, Tony Thompson, the best heavyweight in America. God, that's pretty sad, 41 years old. I mean, he's not a great guy, but best heavyweight in America. Anyway, it looks like he's going to take on now the winner of the Vladimir Klitschko-Alexander Povetkin fight. That's going to be like October the 5th, I believe. And Povetkin's like 26-0, 18 wax. He was another guy that, you know, they were really slow bringing him to the lunch line. I mean, they just didn't want to put him in with anybody decent. I remember he was offered a Klitschko fight two, three years ago, and he turned it down then. So what's the difference between now and then? Maybe a few more bucks. He's got like one of those, you know, alphabet belts around his waist, a WBA title. So, you know, against Klitschko, who comes in like 60-3 now, 51 KOs. You got to give it to the guy. I'm not a big Klitschko fan. You guys know that. I'm not a fan of really either of the Klitschkos. I really don't like their style. I don't like the way they box. Sometimes it's safety first. But, you know, they've been taking care of business. I mean, look at that record of Vladimir alone, the 1996 Olympic gold medalist, 60-3, 51 KOs. Now, I'm against his wanting to fight in the 2016 Olympics. I think that's crazy. I think that's asinine. I think that's terrible. I think this is ruining the Olympics, per se. And, of course, the Olympics are taking out wrestling. Wrestling was the first sport ever in the world. They're taking it out. First sport ever. Ever, ever, ever. Two men wrestling each other, and they're taking it out. Anyway, Povetkin, 26-0. 18 KOs. He looks like lunch meat. I expect Klitschko to ice him, and now Klitschko to take on this kid, Kubrat Pulov. Now, is Pulov at less than 20 fights? Does he have enough to match with a Klitschko? He's 6'4". He's like, you know, 6'4", 245 pounds. He's a big guy, but I don't know. Tough to beat these guys that are 6'7", 6'8", and they got the reach. I mean, that's what the Klitschko's got. Klitschko's got the reach, man. They really, really do. And if you've got the reach and you know how to box a little bit, guess what? You're probably going to be successful in the heavyweight division because there's no monsters out there. You know, Mike Tyson, I mentioned him earlier, he's out of the ring problems, but in the ring, I mentioned the fact he's only 5'10". Mike used to work his way in close. He would work his way in behind the jab. People don't realize that. They go, oh, you know, Mike Tyson used to knock guys out 1 point. No, no, he set those knockouts up. He set him up with the jab. He would throw a jab to the body once in a while. Mike would mix guys up. Mike was a fantastic boxer at one point in time. He really was. And then, you know, the hunger went away. And, you know, things happened to him. Like, you know, the Desiree Washington thing with that Indiana beauty pageant thing where I think he was framed on that rape charge back there. I mean, you look at I read the transcripts of the trial. It took me about 3 or 4 weeks, but I read the transcripts, man. That was some pretty crazy, crazy stuff back there. I mean, they threw Mike in jail, like, wrongly. It's like one of those things where, you know, like O.J. Simpson in Nevada. You know he really didn't do what they put him in jail for, like, 20 years, accusing him of pulling guns and all this kind of, you know, it was like a thing, hey, I want my stuff back. And I didn't think it was a robbery type of thing, and he didn't look like he was going to kill anybody, and he didn't have the gun himself. And the guy that had the gun's out of jail, and O.J.'s still in jail. So I think they're making him pay back for, you know, the stuff that happened down there in L.A. with his wife and Ron Goldman. Okay, I think that's payback a second time. But, you know, I don't agree with that because being a former policeman, I think that the justice system, I don't know whoever said it, but for one guilty man, for one innocent man to go free is just, put it this way, the guy's not guilty. He's really not. Mike Tyson wasn't guilty. He wasn't guilty of raping that girl, Desiree Washington. She was. I read the transcripts. I can really get explicit. I probably will in print, but not here on the radio. The bottom line is Mike Tyson did not rape that woman, but he went to jail for it. And after that, he really never was the same. Fought Peter McNeely, Frank Bruno, you know, Bruce the Threat Seldon. Yeah, right. Got hit on the shoulder and went out. The Atlantic City Express took the train ride out of town, out of Vegas. And he never really fought anybody in the second tier. And when I was with Mike in 2006, when he had the 2006 or 2008, when he had that last fight with Kevin McBride in Washington, D.C., you know, he admitted he hadn't had, look, I haven't had it since 1989. And he's talking about the knockout of Carl the Truth Williams. Remember that? He knocked out the Truth in like 93 seconds. It took 2 seconds longer for him to make a liar out of the truth, and he didn't make a believer out of Michael Spinks. Because the truth said, you aren't knocking me out. And guess what? Carl did get knocked out. Great ratings. Carl was a good fighter. Probably got shorted. Carl passed away recently, but he probably got shorted in that fight with Larry Holmes. I mean, it was a close fight, and close fights are supposed to go to the champion. I don't believe in all that kind of stuff. I don't believe close fights go to the champion. I think a fight is scored as I've been trained to score fights by the Association of Boxing Commissions. You score each fight, on the round, what's going on for those 3 minutes. In other words, ding, the bell rings, you're looking at the two fighters. You're concentrating them on them for 180 seconds. And when the bell rings, you put your head down and you tabulate your score. Okay, you don't look to see what the fighter looks like going back to the corner. You don't look to see whether the doctor's in there fixing a cut. None of that stuff matters to a judge. None of that matters, because if you look at things like that, your judgment may be persuaded or swayed one way or the other. Okay, you just don't want to do that. You want to remain as objective as possible. Therefore, you tilt your head down, you do your score, and when the bell's about to ring, you get back up, and you watch the fight for another 180 seconds. You have to concentrate for those 180 seconds. That's what this is all about. That's why there's so many bad decisions in boxing nowadays. And in MMA, there's being some bad decisions there as well, because guys don't concentrate. They won't. You know, I'm ringside. I'm scoring a fight. Well, if you're going to score a fight, man, do it right, because you've got the fighter's life in your hands. And you don't realize that. I mean, people think, oh, the referee is the most important person in a fight, be it boxing or MMA, or maybe the medical, the ringside doctor. Okay. Yeah. Maybe if something happens, okay. Or if something happens, those two guys, yeah. But the person that's got the most responsibility is the judge, because the boxing judge, he's going to dictate whether this kid that's 4-0, okay, and he's fighting this other kid that's 2-4, okay, and the 2-4 guy beats him, but, you know, the other guy's undefeated, so you got to give the win to him. Sort of like faxed in results prior. I'm not with that. I'm just not with that at all. Every fight should be judged individually. Each round should be judged individually. You shouldn't read press releases. You shouldn't have to go to judges shouldn't be going to press conferences and weigh-ins and taking pictures with fighters and none of that stuff. I've seen it happen. I've seen referees. I've seen judges sit ringside, okay, and talking to people during an IBF title fight up in Sacramento, California. Well, not mention the judge, but I did scold that person and walked across the ring from my other ringside, from my seat on the other side of the ring, and scolded him, saying, man, you've got a fight here to score. You don't need to be talking to this guy the entire round. And wow, was that guy embarrassed. He never pulled that kind of stuff again. But the bottom line is, these guys get so relaxed, they think they're so cool. Boy, I'm on TV, I'm doing my thing. Yeah, but you've got somebody's life in your hands. And whether this fighter goes on to make big money or to make more money, this is what you're deciding. This is what you're deciding by coming forth with a competent score. If a guy won, he deserves to win. Okay, on a rare occasion, there'll be fights where a guy's maybe four-round fights where one guy wins two rounds. Okay, call it a draw. Don't give it to somebody for the sake of giving it to somebody. Call it a draw. Top 10 pound-for-pound fighters in the world right now. Obviously, Floyd Mayweather, what is he, 44-0? Now they've got Andre Ward at number 2. You surprised about that, folks? The world 168-pound champion who's going to have his hands full with Sergio Kovalev. I mean... Sergio's a real deal. I mean, he really is. I mean, you know, Gennady Golovkin, he's a good fighter, and I give him all kinds of props. I think he's going to do things at 160. 168 is Andre Ward, but 175, good Lord, man, this guy is a monster. He knocked out, he put it this way, he took Nathan Cleverly apart. And I didn't think anybody would ever take Nathan. I thought Nathan was a pretty good fighter. I figured, you know, at least he's going to be able to go the route here. Okay, but Kovalev didn't allow it to happen. He's 22-0 now with a draw for some California rule. I think him and some guy where he was in a fight and the guy got cut with a clash of heads. He was killing the guy, and I think this cut happened before the third or the fourth round. In California, they call it a draw, a technical draw. So he's 22-0-1 with 20 KOs, and he is the real deal. I've never seen a guy punched this hard in the last maybe 10, 15 years. And I'm talking about pound-for-pound punching hard. Yeah, Mike Tyson punched hard. Yeah, George Foreman punched hard. But I'm talking about pound-for-pound punching hard. This Kovalev, and this term's been used time and time again, is overused, but I don't use it too often. He is a beast. There's no other way to put it. There's no other way to put it. Promoted, of course, by Kathy Duva, the Duva Diva. Of course, she was part of that team with her her husband, her late husband, Dan Duva and Shelley Finkel, when they grabbed the entire 1984 Olympic team. Remember that? They had Tyrell Biggs. They had Meldrick Taylor. They had Pernell Whitaker. I mean, they had everybody. Everybody. They signed an entire team. Okay, just about. And, of course, they didn't sign Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson wouldn't sign with anybody because Custy Amato, that was Mike Tyson's trainer, he had Jim Jacobs giving him the money. Jim Jacobs was a rich former handball champion and a friend of Custy Amato, a boxing historian, a guy that did some movies. In fact, if you've seen the movie Muhammad Ali, Brain, Skill, and Guts, Jim Jacobs does a lot of those interviews, and he is a narrator for the most part. So Jim Jacobs, may he rest in peace. He was a great guy. Good to be around. I think the last fighter he really was into real deep was Edwin Rosario and Tyson. But outside of that, you know, he was real, real selective in the clients he went after. Much like Dave Wolf, of course, that handled Donnie Lalonde and Ray Boom Boom Mancini and people like that. These guys were managers extraordinaire. I mean, Shelley Finkel had all kinds of guys. But not these guys. These guys would concentrate on one or two guys at a time, and they make money with them, and they make stars out of them. These guys were star makers. Are there any star makers out there right now in boxing? Don King is done. He doesn't want to do it anymore. He doesn't have the motivation, doesn't have the staff. Basically, he has a skeleton crew down there in Florida. Somebody tells me he's working out of his backyard, essentially, okay, that the office has no employees anymore. There's like a couple of people. That's it. Somebody opens the door. Somebody answers the phone, I'm told. And maybe one or two VIP assistants. But outside of that, Don is done. Okay? Bob Arum, same age, 81, 82 years old. He's still going strong. He's in Tokyo signing this guy. He was with the Japanese fighter last night. So, you know, at 81, he's making the rounds. He's doing it. But he's got a stable. He has a complete stable. And right now, this invidious relationship he has with Golden Boy Promotions, I mean, these guys are like, they're like salt and pepper or oil and water. I mean, just the Hatfields and the McCoys, call it which are the polar opposites. They don't like each other. They won't work together. They've got the great fighters. I mean, some of these, you know, Golden Boy's got some good fighters. Top Rank's got some good fighters. These guys should be fighting each other, promotion against promotion or co-promotions, okay? But Arum says he won't do business with Golden Boy. Golden Boy has implied that he won't do business with Bob Arum. And Golden Boy is now with Showtime. Top Rank is now with HBO. I mean, it's like, whoa. Is this good for boxing? I don't know. You know, because boxing's made a bit of a comeback in 2013. I mean, it has. It's had a pretty good year. I mean, outside of Floyd, yeah, Floyd fights twice a year. Get used to it, folks. He's going to fight twice a year. And he'll probably fight three times in 2014. I think that will bring him one fight short of that six-fight deal. And he'll fight once in 2015, and unless they offer him a whole lot of money, I think you're going to watch Floyd Mayweather walk away with more money than you can ever imagine. I mean, he can't count the money he has now. He's making like $40, $50 million a night. Clear. Seriously. Manny Pacquiao, not doing so well. Speaking of Manny Pacquiao, Larry Merchant talked about it earlier, the November fight with Brandon Reels. Brandon Reels is bigger than Manny Pacquiao. Bigger than him, physically. A bigger man. I'm telling you, this is another upset. People that think that Pacquiao's going to walk through Brandon Reels, they're dreaming. I'm telling you, Brandon Reels may be a turd. He may not be the guy you want to take out your sister. Okay, he's not a good guy. Not one of those good guys. Okay, but he can fight, and he comes ready for the most part. Although he comes in a few pounds overweight at times, he comes ready to fight. And come November, Manny Pacquiao's going to have his hands full. And guess what? After being put to sleep by Juan Manuel Marquez just about 11 months prior, that's going to be weighing heavy on the Filipino shoulders. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life
turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469. That's 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Ali, it seems to be, well, kind of going the way he wants. He's not dancing as much as we thought, but he seems able to control him. Now, some pretty good heavy right hand taken on the left side of the cheek by Ali. Good right hand thrown by Foreman that time. Again, for Foreman, it seems to be one, two, maybe three good punches. That punch taken on the glove, that one slips by the left ear, tries to go with that right uppercut that felled Kenny Norton. The left hand again thrown out by Foreman. Both fighters now very much more fatigued than they were a round or so ago.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
The mighty guitar of Jeff Tamalier, Pleasant Hill, California. Jeff not feeling that well. Jeff, I hope you're feeling better, my brother. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we had a great show. I want to thank Larry Merchant, the godfather of the HBO crew. Want to, you know, have a heavy heart for Mike Tyson, both Mike Tyson and Tommy Morrison, as they are in dire straits, according to them both personally. So the bottom line is we hope they can get their lives together as well as they can. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. And don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. Later.